Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning we are chatting with Dr. Simone Watkins, who is working with the Liggins Institute at the University of Auckland, looking into critical congenital heart disease in babies. Kia ora, Simone. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. Kia ora, talofa, malo. Good morning.
It's lovely to have you on the show today. We're talking about this quite rare but very important to diagnose early disease. Tell us a wee bit about what critical congenital heart disease actually is.
Yeah, sure. So congenital heart disease is when a baby is born with a different formed heart. And critical essentially means what it sounds like, that these babies can be born in really critical conditions and need pretty urgent heart surgery or interventions for them to be able to survive. So their hearts sometimes can only work on one side, so only have half of the heart working, for example, and that's one that we call hypoplastic left heart, which is what a lot of the research is around that I'm basing my PhD works on.
So you're looking particularly at the fact that fewer Māori and Pacific pepe are being diagnosed, or they survive less than European babies. Is that a diagnosis issue, or what is it that your research is looking into here?
Yeah, I wish that it was really straightforward, to be honest.
Yeah.
It is such a complex area, and one that obviously of great importance overall.
Mm.
We know that inequities occur for Māori and Pacific across the board, but I'm really interested in why these babies appear to be overrepresented in stillbirth, palliative pathways, whereas that's when we don't offer any active interventions.
Mm-hmm.
Their survival rates are much less at 1 year of age as well compared to their non-Māori and Pacific counterparts.
So, I mean, that's pretty grim statistics. As you say, not necessarily surprising because we know there are inequities across the board in health, but what drew you to this particular type of research?
I had worked some time at the heart unit in Starship. So my background is a medical doctor for approximately 10 years, and I'd seen these differences in outcome occur. So I'd seen Māori and Pacifica babies die at an earlier age than their European counterparts, with these sort of quite significant and very arduous and very medically intensive conditions that require a lot of our hospital support for a great part of that first year of life. I mean, historically, these are conditions that babies would not have survived at all with. So we have progressed with our medical interventions, and they're surviving a lot longer these days. But what we do need to focus on is how the healthcare system can adapt and make sure that we're serving all the populations equally to give them the best chance for their pepe, for their survival overall.
So how do you go about, I guess, gathering the research for this? Because it seems like quite a mountain to climb. You've got, you know, a lot stacked against these wee babies because of all the, you know, historical inequities that you've got. How do you even start tackling something like this, Simone?
Yeah, it is a big mountain to climb, but one that I'm very passionate to try and dissect. And for me, the important part of my research is to try and find ways that we can actually intervene to improve these outcomes. So I'm not looking at necessarily the historical social determinants of health that have set up some of these whānau to say live further away from the hospital, which then we do know where you live impacts on your outcome because you can't access emergency medical care as easily, or you may not get diagnosed because you may not have the screening process, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm really interested in is trying to find out if we as a health system are obviously not intending to, but discriminating against these families, or not setting up a quality of healthcare that is equal across all groups. And so how I'm going to do that is, first I'm going to look at the data, so the information, and extend the data set to see what the trends are in terms of the outcomes for these types of babies over more recent years. And I'm also going to interview whānau, which I think is a really big part of my project.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and get their lived experience, their journey, and hear their stories and see what they think is going on and why these things might be occurring. And to make sure I'm getting a balanced view, I'm also going to look at healthcare providers who are providing the care for these babies across Aotearoa. And then I'm going to piece all of that together to try and figure out some answers about how we can intervene at policy, system, and day-to-day interactions with your doctor types of levels. So quite multi-level, and I really hope to be able to impact the future outcomes to kind of narrow that gap that we have currently.
Why do you think it's important to be getting these lived experiences, this particular sort of face-to-face or conversation-to-conversation based research? Why is that particularly important for this type of research?
For me, I think that the data can only tell you so much. The statistics can only tell you so much. They can say maybe these whānau or these families aren't engaging in antenatal care. And we know that Pacifica overall book later with the LMC or a midwife than their counterparts, but we don't know why that is, and sometimes we need to ask them why that is occurring for us to be able to intervene instead of assume certain things about these different cultures about why these things are occurring. So I think having a why question as my PhD is quite difficult, but I think figuring out why the outcomes are occurring this way will hopefully help us to improve those systems and processes in the future for everybody.
Absolutely. It sounds like really important and really interesting research. So thank you so much for speaking with us about it this morning. Dr. Simone Watkins, best of luck with the rest of your PhD, and we'll talk to you again another day. Thank you so much.
Kia ora. Thank you so much. Bye.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thanks.